This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. This story is from our episode about love. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. Videos on TikTok claim to have found an easy way to test if somebody is really into you, really in love, or not. Is the test a gimmick or the real deal? Katrin Pilkington looked into it.
The videos go like this. People use their phones to zoom in on their eye and then think hard about a crush, a love interest, or even their current partner.
Think of someone, and if your pupil expands, you are in love.
Think about school. Think about me.
Okay, think of a random object. And now think of me. Oh, it got big!
It's simple. Big pupils means big love. Finally, after thousands of years of suffering and doubt, we have a way of answering that age-old question. Love me or love me not? All thanks to TikTok. But seriously, after watching a couple of these videos, I was curious how real these tests are. I mean, is there any science to back this up? I reached out to Helen Fisher.
I'm a biological anthropologist, and I study love.
Helen is a senior research fellow at the Kinsey Institute and chief science advisor to the dating site Match.com.
Of course, we all do want to know whether somebody is attracted to us, and so here's another way of figuring it out. I think this TikTok thing was quite ingenious.
Helen hadn't seen any of these videos, but she thinks they're onto something.
It's beautiful the way the body works, you know? It really is. There's so many ways that we let the world know who we are without language.
She says that just thinking about someone we're attracted to triggers a chemical rush that's actually part of our fight or flight response.
What's going on is when you're thinking about somebody that you are in love with, when you're thinking about them, that's triggering activity of feelings in the limbic system in the middle of the head. That's sending signals up to the hypothalamus, pumps out norepinephrine and epinephrine, or adrenaline. And what the adrenaline does is it controls the iris muscle of the eye. And as that becomes activated, it pulls the pupil to become larger.
For human beings, love is a life or death issue. Helen explains that the region of our brain that produces feelings of romantic love is called the ventral tegmental area, VTA.
And what's interesting about it is that little brain region, the VTA, lies right next to the factory that orchestrates thirst and hunger. Thirst and hunger keep you alive today. Romantic love drives you to form a partnership with somebody and send your DNA into tomorrow.
So what happens when someone fails the test?
Open your eyes, think of me.
As in, their pupils stay the same size.
That's how you really feel, though.
Helen says it's not clear why some pupils dilate and some don't in these videos. It could be something to do with how peaceful your partnership is or how long you've been together.
I don't know. I think somebody should go do it and find out. Take older people who report that they're madly in love and see what happens to their pupils.
But if dilated pupils can be a telltale sign of attraction and even love, it's a pretty subtle clue. Hard to spot. I had never even heard of it before these TikTok videos. If we think of other animals, they seem to have much more obvious signs of attraction.
For the rats, it's ear wiggling and then hopping and dancing to show that they are in that receptive window. For others, it's changing color depending on the species and so on. For others, it's vocalizing and so on.
That's Nafisa Ismail, an associate professor of psychology at the University of Ottawa. She says that for many animals, there's a short window where the time is right for sex, so their signals tend to be more urgent.
Often, reproduction is limited to a specific period during the year. And they also need to copulate quickly so that they can spread their genes before being attacked by a predator and find a female that is receptive. It needs to be pretty obvious that they are looking for a partner.
People can afford to be a bit more subtle.
Humans, we are luckily not limited to that. So we will copulate at other periods of that across the menstrual cycle that is not limited to the time around ovulation.
But while pupil dilation can look a little more understated compared to cats in heat or rats dancing, it's basically accomplishing the same thing. Here's Lynn Honey, an associate professor specializing in learning and behavior at McEwen University in Edmonton.
There are studies that take a look at pupil dilation and demonstrate that faces with dilated pupils are perceived as more attractive. So we might not necessarily know consciously why that signal is important, but at an unconscious level, we respond to it by finding those faces more appealing. And there's a bunch of signals like that in humans where you can't even necessarily put your finger on it, but it can still affect the way that you behave.
So whether you know it consciously or not, every time you run into your crush, your brain is performing the TikTok test all on its own.
Okay, close your eye and think of something random. Okay, open. Nothing to me. She really does love me.
L is for the way you look at me.
That story was reported by Katrin Pilkington.
For the only one I see. V.